Patient first name is C H R I S T I N A. Last name H A R R E L L. Date of birth 03/01/78. Date of encounter 05/28/25. History of present illness. Patient presents to the clinic after being struck on the left side May 16th. Subsequently was seen in the emergency room as well as her primary care. With previous treatments of just pain meds given, she has continued pain at this time on her left side to include her left shoulder, left arm, left hip, and left lower leg. It has very limited range of motion. It states that she is current with her pain medication and it helps a little. Next paragraph, medical history. Diabetes, seizures, asthma, migraines, depression, anxiety, cancer, chronic pain, syndrome. Next, surgical history, tubal mycectomy. Next paragraph is allergies to Tylenol and ibuprofen. Next paragraph, social history. No reports of ETOH, used as a report occasional smoking. Next paragraph, physical exam. Patient's awake, alert, oriented times 3, no acute distress noted, eyes equal, round, reactive, but light, ears appropriate, light reflex bilaterally, no cannular erythema, nose is clear, nares are patent, airway is no edema or erythema, tonsillar exudate noted, airway is patent also, neck is supple with limited range of motion, tenderness to palpation on the left, trapezius muscles. Respiratory system is breast sounds clear, abdomen soft and non-tender, cardiovascular system regular rate and rhythm, and skin is noted abrasions on the left elbow and left lateral ankle. A musculoskeletal exam is limited due to pain and limited range of motion on left shoulder, left hip, as well as the left lower leg. Noted tenderness to palpation to the left shoulder, left hip, and left lower leg. No edema noted. No crepitus noted in the shoulder, hip, or in the left shoulder, left hip, or left lower leg. Abnormal gait noted due to discomfort. Next paragraph. Testing in office, left shoulder, x-ray, cervical x-ray, left hip x-ray, left arm x-ray, left ankle x-ray. Next paragraph, diagnosis, cervicalgia, left shoulder pain, left hip pain, left ankle pain, multiple contusions, multiple muscle spasms. Next paragraph, plan. We'll send out for an MRI at this time for the above-mentioned concerned body areas upon receipt of results. We'll determine if patient is able to do physical therapy or she needs to follow up with orthopedics. Awaiting results of the MRI at this time for further plan details. Advised to continue taking her current pain medication and we'll follow up as soon as the MRI is completed. Patient's discharged in stable condition.